Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is I, Monique Wright, your DIY business coach here in Studio U. We're in the new studio. We see that we got a new background. Don't you like it? Or actually, it's the same background, but it looks fabulous. I've been busy all day, been on set, haven't had no sleep. No sleep for your ma. So I'm in 2 hours later, beat it up. I had a TV appearance today. Super excited about that. It will air soon and you will see it. It's one of my clients. So much stuff, so much details. But tonight's topic is talking about packaging your product. How are you going to package your product? What is your product? What are you selling? Why are you packaging your product? How you package your product? So tonight, that is what we are going to be talking about, is making sure that your product is packaged very, very well for the season. You know that we have Black Friday coming up. You know that we have Cyber Monday coming up. So how are you going to get your product out to distribution? How are you going to help people move your product? How are you going to help people attract themselves to your product? These are things that we're going to talk about today in this podcast. Okay, guys? So, now, how is everybody doing? Is everybody okay? Somebody comment below. How are you guys doing today? I'm excited. How are you guys doing today? I'm excited and exhausted. So, how are you guys doing today? I need some feedback from you guys tonight because I need you guys to participate with me tonight because I am tired and I would like some feedback so I can, I need y'all positive energy, y'all greatness to come out so we can talk about packaging your product for the season. So guys, let me know, how are you guys doing tonight? How are you guys talking? Do y'all like my blazer? What y'all think about this? This is a custom-made blazer. Do you like this? Do you like it? I see y'all see the splashes going on in the background. Have a photographer in the house tonight trying to get things done. And getting a blast on it. So, tonight's topic, we're going to go into the five steps of how to package your product. Now we're going to So, step number one is identifying your product. What is your product? Are you a web-based product? Do you have a physical product? Or are you drop shipping? Are you branding your product? How are you packaging your product today? What are you selling? That is the biggest thing. So, what are you selling? If anybody has the time, in the comments on what they are selling, comment below so we can go in on how to package your product. Comment below. Comment. Send me a comment real quick. I am here, sitting here live on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. So tell me a product. What products are you guys selling? What kind of products do you have out there? Anybody post in the comments what product you are selling. What product do you want to sell? If you're not selling a product right now, what product do you want to sell? Hello. Oops. Hello, everybody. Style Guide T. Hello. Everybody. So I'm still in here. So what products? Is anybody going to give me a comment? Anybody going to tell me what products they would like to sell or what products they are selling? All right. I have a planner. Y'all know about my planner. My business planner. It is a product that I have. It's a product that I sell. It's a product that I talk about all the time. I designed it. I put it in a nice, pretty box with some nice wrapping paper with, It's sealed on there with some tissue paper in the box on a, in a regular 8.5 by 11 box. I use the box to sell my products so that when you open up the box, it feels like you got a gift. Doesn't everybody love the idea of getting a gift? Everybody wants to get a gift, right? So when somebody orders something from offline or orders a physical product, we're talking about a physical product. When somebody orders a physical product, they want to feel as if they are getting a gift, right? I do. So those are, that's one of the things that help me brand. So when I'm selling my products and when I'm positioning my products, I want to feel as if I'm getting a gift. So I package it as if I'm getting a gift. The second part of it is, what kind of packaging are you doing? Do you have custom stickers? Do you have custom labels? Do you have, what do you have to make your product stand out from the next person? How is this unique that makes you want to stand out, that makes you be the person that you are, makes you actually push what you're doing out further and further and further? What was your packaging saying, I'm different? Yes, I'm different. What do you want? So what we're talking about tonight is how to make sure that your packaging of your product is different. Make sure that your customers feel that. I think comes down to all of it. Is it about your product design? Is it about your so look, I'll break it down. So glass versus so Ron, where are you opening your shop at? How are you packaging yourself? This is one of my clients. This is one of my long-time clients, Ron. I think I've known his monkey as good 10, 12, 13 years. Don't chase your bridge. I told you we don't come on. I think it's November 2nd. We got the barbershop. November 2nd. November 2nd, Ron. Be ready. My assistant will send you a message with your flyer. We'll use his business logo. You don't want his face on his flyer. He don't have the confidence for that. We say, low key shade, just don't run, Ron. So what did it do today, Ron? I got you. You'll open this up. Let me know what you